For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Earthquakes and eruptions in paradise.
You're not going to see this anyplace else in the world except right here in Hawaii.
That's a resident of the Big Island in Hawaii, where hundreds of people have had to leave their homes because of lava flows from the Kilauea volcano. Herschel Hood is one of them.
The smoke is really getting thick, and you can really smell it in the air. Everybody's pretty much left the subdivision where I live. I couldn't get our cats. They won't go. And there's one neighbor at the very end of the road who just refuses to go. I've been to him twice today, and he just won't leave.
One of the big problems with the lava is the poisonous gases. This is County Manager Will Okabe.
It's a very toxic thing, but there's not too much wind right now in that particular area. But, you know, it can shift at any time. But we're monitoring that situation.
No significant injuries have been reported in the lava flows or the earthquakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
One of President Trump's closest friends has been asked questions by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team. Tom Barrack met with federal investigators who've been working on the Russia probe. He was one of Mr. Trump's closest advisors through the presidential campaign. Barrack is also a leading fundraiser for the president and oversaw fundraising for the inauguration. And speaking of inaugurations, hundreds of people have been arrested in Russia in a day of nationwide protests against the inauguration of Vladimir Putin for a new 6-year term as president. More than 700 people have been arrested in Moscow. Legally, they can arrest them, Elizabeth Palmer explains.
The rallies often take place in areas which are not sanctioned for public protests so that the Russian authorities can call them illegal and it gives them an excuse to go in and round people up.
Observers say overall, nearly 1,600 people were arrested in 26 Russian cities. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The wife of a famous comedian who's been convicted of sexual assault has made the decision to stand by her man. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A week after Bill Cosby's convicted of aggravated indecent assault, his wife Camille issues a statement in which she calls for a criminal investigation into, quote, the district attorney and his cohorts in her husband's case. She calls them a, quote, homogenous group of exploitive and corrupt people whose primary purpose is to advance themselves professionally and economically. And she also takes aim at the media for what she calls its relentless demonization of her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Australian maritime officials identified a pair of old shipwrecks that were found during the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The Western Australian Museum said the shipwreck sites were part of the historic Roaring Forties trade route on which ships carried coal to and from Europe during the 1800s. According to the report, both ships were likely to have carried crews of up to 30 men, and some of the captains also traveled with their wives and children. The Australian Transport Safety Board found the 1800s-era ships at the bottom of the Indian Ocean while searching for the missing Malaysia flight. Flight 370 disappeared in March 2014 after leaving Kuala Lumpur en route to Beijing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.